as in Hebrews 12 and 1, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. 1 Corinthians 9 and 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. The base of those verses this morning, we'd like to speak to you from a question. Are you prepared for the race of life? Are you prepared for the race of life? We trust not to hold you long this morning, because God has been so good to us this morning. His Spirit has touched our hearts, and I'm sure that there are many of you that feel better already than when you arrived. Because any time that you allow the Spirit of God to fall fresh on you and to manifest itself within your heart, it makes you sort of forget about some of the things that you might be going through. Because in this life, we know that every day is not exactly what we would like for it to be. But nonetheless, God is God every day. And every day is a day of thanksgiving. So we are thankful that God has blessed us, and he blessed us to come together on this beautiful fall day to give thanks and to offer praises to his holy and his righteous name. Another week of living is behind us, and we are almost halfway through another day's journey. It's truly a blessing this morning to be in the house of worship one more time as we share with our brothers and sisters the spirit of a loving God, and that God that have instructed us and told us that we ought to love one another. So we pray that we would be obedient to the word of God. We know that there are times when we don't all see eye to eye. There are times when we may not get along, but there still ought to be something embedded down on the inside that we do not allow the love of Jesus to stray away from our hearts. We must learn how to love despite of, because sometimes that there's somebody that really just need to know that they are loved by somebody. It is good to know that somebody's on your side. It is good to have a good family, but it's also good to have good friends. And sometimes I'm sure that you're aware that there are some friends that'll treat you better than some family members. One thing about it, though, you cannot choose your family. Your family is your family. Whether you get along with them or not, that's your family. So you got to learn how to love one another. You grew up together and you had fun having a good time. And then after you grew up and you got to a place where you had your own mind and you went in your separate ways and you decided to do things in a different manner, sometimes we just can't see eye to eye. But we still got to learn how to trust the love of a loving God. And that God is blessed us and is yet still keeping us day by day. The life in which we live this morning is full of uncertainties, and we don't know from one minute to the next what is going to happen. Things happen beyond our control sometimes, but we must rest assured that whatever it is, God can take care of it. God will give you the strength to sustain. God will give you the power to stand when it seems like you're at your lowest moment. God is always able to allow you to look up to those hills and to grab hold on his help, and God will pick you back up out of that situation and let you know that he is still yet by your side. But we have to understand that the enemy is trying to rob you. The enemy is trying to make you feel like all of your running has been in vain. But I thank God for being the God, the creator that created all things. And one of the most special creations that he made was us. He made us from the dust of the ground, created us in his own image. And then the Bible declared that he breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and we are yet living souls. And the Bible declared that everything that have breath ought to praise the Lord. Now, one thing we do know, that we all don't praise him in the same manner. But that don't mean because you don't jump that you don't have it. That don't mean just because you don't lift up your hands high, that don't mean your heart is not fluttering on the inside. See, I found out that there are a whole lot of folk that may not jump up, but they got something down on the inside. But there are a lot of folk that don't open up their mouth and say a whole lot, but if truth be told, they got a whole lot to say. Because everybody is a living testimony to the power of a loving God. I thank God from whence he has brought all of us from, because when we look back to where we come from, and then we acknowledge the fact that we didn't get this far all by ourselves. Somebody helped us. Somebody kept us. Somebody prayed for us along the way. And I'm so glad that somebody prayed for me. But I'm so glad that they prayed for me. But it's even better now that I know how to pray for myself. And that's one of the things that we got to instill into our young people, to teach them to pray to the power of a loving God. Teach them to trust God in every aspect of their lives and know that as they go through, God has made them a promise that he would never leave them, neither would he forsake them. We look back and we see these babies, they are small ones and they are tall ones, and we realize that they are in it all together. So as we come this morning, we thank God for being that God that have allowed us to be in the midst of one another one more time. For the Bible declares, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. It's good to get together. And it's a wonderful thing to get together and nobody's dead. There's not a tragedy, that there's not trouble in the land. It's just a time where we decided, I want to be with my friends. I want to be with my loved ones. And when we look at the fact that God allowed us to get up out of our beds this morning and to dress ourselves, that's a blessing from God. There's someone laying in the bed right now waiting on somebody to come and dress them, for somebody to come and feed them. But if you're able to feed yourself, you got something to thank God for. If you were able to put on your own clothes this morning, you got something to thank God for. If you were able to walk in on your own accord, that is a blessing from an almighty God. And don't be ashamed of the fact that if you've gotten to the place or there's some conditions in your life to where you had to use a cane, use what you got to use, but just keep on pressing toward the mark. Don't allow the things that are going on in your life to discourage you from being all that you can be, because God has made you and he is right there with you. God is a healer, God is a keeper, and God is the joy of all of our strength. When I think of where God is and what God has done, I can't help but give my God some praise. David said on one occasion, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together." So there comes a time where you can serve him all by yourself, but then it's good to get with somebody else. And what I found out is that you don't need a whole crowd to get the Spirit of God. The Bible declared where two or three gather in his name, touching and agreeing that he will be in the midst of them. And I feel the presence of God's Spirit in this house this morning. I thank God, because one thing you have to know, that if there's love in here, you brought it in here. Love is not those pews that you're sitting on. Love is not the paneling on the walls, but love is deep embedded in the depths of our hearts. And so because of the love of Jesus, we are encouraged and we are indebted to God and obligated to share that good news. We ought to be able to tell somebody that God is good. We ought to have a testimony this morning that I've been through, but God brought me through. We realize, and you know, as children, we learn the 23rd Psalm. And one of my favorite verses in that is that fourth verse. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I thank God that he is with us every step of the way. Don't you know you're walking in the valley? Right here in Lexington, North Carolina, you've been walking in this valley. And in this valley, we got some good folk, and we got some folk that need a little bit more Jesus. Am I talking to anybody in here? We got to understand that everybody is not a troublemaker. Everybody is not being used by the enemy, but the enemy got his folk. And if you don't be careful, the enemy will distract you. The enemy will make you think that all of your running is in vain, but I beg to differ this morning. I believe that we ought to serve God to the fullest. We ought to give God our all in all, and we need to know that it's not all about us. It's good to have love. It's good to be respected, but it's even better to respect the Most High Priest. And the Most High Priest is God himself. The one that says through the word of God, he came to us and gave us life that we might have it more abundantly. And so God expects for us to do better. God has put resources here for us to do better. And even though we've advanced, the Bible also tells us and teaches us that as we get wiser, we will get weaker. It's amazing how intelligent we are and then how dumb we can act sometimes. We know what's the right thing to do, but we choose to do what we want to do. And sometimes you just cannot do what you want to do. But that's one of the main things in dealing and in rearing our children is getting them to understand that sometimes you have to hear no. Sometimes you can't do what you want to do. You got to do what's best for the family. You got to do what's best for the community. You got to do what's best for everybody overall. And that's why we have to take heed and know how important it is that we allow our voices to be heard even through our vote. We are running through a time now where things are really getting hectic and we're getting close to the last mark. So everybody got to have their minds made up, but you ought to have your own mind. Nobody ought not be able to tell you who you can vote for and who you cannot vote for. Nobody ought not be able to tell you, and they should not hold it against you, because one thing about it, it's just like your life with God. When you go in there and you put your ballot and you sign it, don't nobody know but you and God who you have voted for. The only way they know if you come out and tell them, there's some things you don't have to tell nobody. All you got to do is just do the right thing. So sometimes you got to understand that you got to do what is expected of you, and you can't allow what others do to intimidate you into sitting down and doing nothing. It's time out for saying they're going to do what they want to do. You got to do what you got to do, or what you're supposed to do. And what you're supposed to do is do the right thing. If for some reason this morning that you feel as though your life has no purpose, then you need to understand that the enemy is trying to mislead you. He's trying to get you off focus. He's trying to make you think that you're not doing what he would have you to do. And then don't allow your enemies and your yesterdays to hinder you from the progress that you can make today. I may not have had sense enough to do it right yesterday, but God gave me another chance. So now that I have another chance, I'm going to ask, Lord, help me, lead me, direct me, that I might do it your way. See, God's way is the best way, but the only way to find out God's way is through the word of God. Wonder this morning, how many times do we pick up the Holy Writ and take time out to read what God has told us to do? There are those of us that just depend on when I get to church, the preacher going to tell me what the Lord said. See, sometimes you got to read what the Lord said for yourself. Because if you don't never read it, then you don't know whether the preacher telling you the truth or not. And they say a whole lot of word, but you got to know it for yourself. You got to know that everybody that say they love God don't love God. Everybody that say they're on the Lord's side is not on the Lord's side. We also know that everybody say that they're going to heaven is not going to heaven. There are a whole lot of folk that's going to go to the other place. And that other place is a place that you just don't want to go. You think you're living through some of that down here. Don't do the right thing. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. That's why I love God. Because he is the one that makes a way out of no way. He is the one that gives us such encouraging words. And we got to encourage ourselves sometimes. We got to allow others to know that we are a child of the mighty King. Paul gives us these words of encouragement in Philippians 3:13-14. He says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. You see, he realized that he had not already arrived despite his walk in life. See, Paul realized that I got to remember where I come from, because I hadn't always been one to lift up the name Jesus. I used to be the one. I used to have another name. My name used to be Saul, and I used to persecute those that loved God. I used to talk about those that was on the Lord's side, and I used to criticize and break them down and put them in prison and let them know that they wasn't nobody. But one day I saw the light. Anybody realize that you might be still walking in darkness? You got to allow God to be right there by your side. And Paul realizes that I'm not perfect and not bragging about what I've done, because I can't brag about my accomplishments. The only reason that I'm doing what I'm doing is because God let me see himself. God let me see that he was the one with all power. While I was walking down the street one day and I was able to see, but God is able to take my very sight away. And I couldn't get my sight back until God allowed that sight to come back. And now that I can see, I look at what I used to be, and I don't want to be what I used to be. Anybody glad you're not where you was? Anybody glad that God opened up your blinded eyes and you saw that bright light shine, and God didn't have to take your sight away, but you began to realize, I've been walking in darkness, had my eyes wide open, and I was still running into some stuff. But then I realized that the Lord God was right there on my side. He fixed my eyes and he allowed me to realize that there's a purpose in my life. And so Paul says to us, he said, I'm going to forget those things that are behind me, because I realize that I'm in a race for life, and I see the prize, but I can't get there if I stop. I can't get there if I get stagnant. You know how sometimes you get in a rut and you get in one spot and it seems like you just can't get out of that spot. So you got to learn how to get some traction. And in order to get traction, you got to put something up under your feet. And I thank God that what I got under my feet is the spirit of a mighty God. For when it feel like I can't move, God allowed me to move. When it feel like the enemy is about to knock me down, I jump right back up and say, oh, Lord, I'm up one more time, and I need your strength and I need your power. Anybody realize that you ought to be able to realize that God has made a way out of no way? Paul said that I'm going to strive for the upward call. In Christ Jesus, because I know that there's a prize, and we realize that we all want a prize. We all want to get the prize. The only way you're going to get it is to do the right thing. And a question to us this morning is, are you prepared for the race of life? The life that we are living. It's just like a foot race. Words of King Solomon in his quest to find out what life was all about. He says in Ecclesiastes 9 and 11, I went around and I saw a whole lot of things, but I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. He recognized that God, the creator, had made the world in which the joy was to be found. And we ought to have joy, and we look to have joy in our daily rounds of life. But in these rounds of life, we have good days and we have bad days. In this round of life, we realize that we are running the race. But in order to run the race, you got to know that some going to run fast and some going to run slow. Some going to be strong and some are going to be weak. But the Bible declared the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. Then he lets us know here in the word of God that the race is not to the swift. So you don't have to run fast to win the race. All you got to do is stay in the race. You got to realize that I got to keep on moving. If I can't run, I'm going to keep on walking. If he knocked me down, then I'll crawl my way in. If I got to hop in, if I got to do whatever I got to do, I'm going to make my way inside the gate. Anybody got their eyes on the prize? You got to know what the prize is. Because we realize that when we talk about running a race, all of us may run, but the Bible declares only one will receive the prize. But they're talking about that temporary prize. But when you think about that Christian prize, that prize that all of us that can get, all we got to do is just keep on trusting the power of God. Paul tells us that in this race that we are running, that it's almost like a great athletic contest, where in the common sight in the Corinthians, all they did was have a lot of races and they wanted to come out on top. So in order to run a race, in order to be a good athlete, then you got to train yourself. You got to be diligent. You got to be disciplined. You got to do some things to prepare yourself for the race. Now, if you have an answer to my question, are you prepared for the race of life? Then what preparations have you made? Have you made the proper preparation in order to be ready for this race? You know, you can't run if you're tired. You can't run if you don't get proper rest. You can't run if you don't have the right nutrition in your body. You got to learn how to build yourself up, and you can't build yourself up eating any and everything. You know how sometimes we say don't give them children that chocolate because it's going to make them hyper. And all of a sudden they get to jumping around like they can't be still. But every now and again, if you just give them an apple, give them a few grapes or something, that'll soothe that sweet taste and yet still keep them from being overly hyper. But I thank God that when we think about running a race, everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to know that when I get here in this race, I'm going to do the very best that I can. And then when I get there, I want to know that at the end, I want them to say that you are the winner. Well, the Bible declares here, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. Now, that lets us know this morning that if you don't get in the race, then you don't have an opportunity or a chance to win anyway. In order to be able to get something out, you got to put something in. So now, if you're going to try to win the race, first of all, you got to get in the race. How many of us are really realize that we are in the race of life? And in this race of life, you got to run while you have a chance. Bible put it this way, work while it's day, for night coming when no man can work. So in other words, you got to do what you can while you have an opportunity. It says every man striving for the mastership of temperate in all things to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. See, realize that I'm running and I want more than a pine wreath to go on my head. See, when they ran the race, they realized that the winner at the end, they would get a wreath and they would stand there. It's almost like when we look at the Olympics and they are running so hard and all they want to do is get the gold. But I found out that if I can't get the gold, I'm going to stay in the race. Maybe I get the silver. Maybe I get the bronze. But if nothing else, at least somebody can say he ran the best that he knew how. Anybody in here running hard as you can run? You got to train to run. You got to know that when I run, I can't allow my running to be in vain. I got to run knowing that there are some folk watching me. And even though they're watching me, I'm not going to let them hinder my progress. I'm going to trust the power of a loving God. See, I found out it's more than getting a ribbon. It's more than getting a trophy. It's more than getting a few dollars. That we got to understand that the prize this morning is more than a corruptible prize. I want you to know that you ought to be running this morning in a race that you're going to receive a prize. That prize would only come from the power of a loving God. In order for you to run this race this morning, you got to trust that God is right there by your side. I realized this morning that I'm in the house of a loving God, and I've been running on this journey for a mighty long time. But I realize that I can't stop just because I get tired. I can't stop because there are obstacles in my way. When the obstacles get in your way in life, you got to learn how to make your stumbling block a stepping stone. You got to learn how to put those things before you and know that God is still right there by your side. The Bible declared, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset us. So in order for me to run this race, every now and again, I got to lighten up my load. I got to take off some things that are hindering me from running the race. If I got anything in my life that is going to keep me from winning the race, I got to ask God to come and help me to get those things off of me. I want to let you know this morning that I'm in the cloud of some witnesses this morning. And as I lay aside every weight, I realize that sin is on every hand. But you can't allow sin to beset you. You got to run the race with patience. You got to know that if you stay in the race, that God will be right there by your side. You got to look and realize that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. So if I'm looking at Jesus this morning, that is my motivation to stay in the race. I just stopped by to let somebody know this morning that we are running in a race for life. And in this life, you're going to have trials and tribulations. But don't worry about your trials. Don't worry about the thing that you got to go through. But you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I realize that he is the author of my faith. And as I run for the Lord, I get joy down on the inside. The reason I'm going to use Jesus this morning is because he endured the cross. He went through some things for your sins and for my sin. And I wouldn't be able to run if it had not been for the power of God. When I was down in my body, I realized that God was still right there by my side. So I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I realize that the Lord is right here by my side, and I want to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I want to know that God is allowed Jesus to sit down at the right side of God, and he's there. He got to let us know this morning that there got to be somebody in the house. Somebody got to trust the power of a loving God. And when I look here in the word of God, I got to look at the one that endured all contradiction. I got to look at the one that took all these things upon himself. I realize that I can't resist the power of a mighty God. And in order for me to serve my God, in order for me to do what the Lord wants me to do, I got to be willing to be chastised. I got to be willing to get disciplined every now and again. You see, God loves us so much that he will allow discipline to come in our life. I got to discipline myself to stay in the race. For I realize that my God is a mighty good God. And he said, if my son despise not the chastising of the Lord. Don't you realize that when the Lord is ready, he wants somebody to stand up and run in the race. If we endure chastising, God dealeth with us. We are the sons of a mighty God. But if I run without chastisement, if I think that I can make it all by myself, I just fool myself and I'm not going to make it. But I thank God for the Father of the Spirit. I thank God for the Father that sits high and he looked down low. I thank God this morning that he is a mighty good God. And I want to let you know this morning that it doesn't matter what you got to suffer. For when I think about the suffering of Jesus and he stayed in the race, he went to Calvary's Hill, hung him high and stretched him wide. And I thank my God this morning that I hadn't done everything right. For all his sin and come short of the glory of God. But I got Jesus on my mind. And I realize I may not be able to run as fast as I. But I can run and I can stay right behind his track. He might be 4 or 5 laps ahead of me. But I got my mind on the prize. And I'm going to run until I can't run no more. I'm going to trust the power of a loving God. I'm going to run like I never ran before, because I got the Lord God on my side. And I took off some things that were hindering my race. I took off hatred. I took off lying. I took off backbiting. I took off man calling. I took off stabbing folk in the back. I put on the whole armor of God. And I learned that if I hold on the armor of God, I'll stand in the power of a loving God. See, I want to let somebody know this morning that I got the Lord God on my side. Are you prepared for the race of life? For as you run in this life, you better run while you can. Because one day you're not going to be able to run. But while I got strength in my body, I thank my God this morning. The Bible says, lift up your hands, hang them down, and have your feeble knees built up. See, sometimes when you get weak, you got to ask the Lord for a little more strength. And I found out that when you run, sometimes you gotta put your head down. You gotta get your arms in the right motion. Anybody wanna run with me this morning? Anybody got their mind made up that I'm gonna win this race and can't nobody turn me around, because I got heaven on my mind. by. I'm going to forget those things that are behind me. I'm going to forget the time when I could not run with all my pace and all my power. And I put God on the inside that I might be able to run this race. And if I got to run all by myself, I'll run by myself. And the Lord says, you don't have to worry. You are never all by yourself, because I go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. So I stopped by the Telfiles Chapel. You better get ready to run. We got to run this wicked race, and we got to know that there's a prize waiting on us. Well, I want to let you know that it's not a corruptible prize, but it's the prize of a mighty God. That's why he said, I press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, because I got heaven on my mind, and I'm not going to allow the death angel, I'm not going to allow the hellhound to turn me around from my race. I'm not going to allow the fact that I might not have Nikes on, but I can get more traction barefoot. Anybody know sometimes you got to take your shoes off so you can run just a little bit faster? Anybody ever been on a bicycle and a dog got after you and you realize that I can run faster than I can pedal? So you put that bicycle down, get down on your feet, and you stretch out toward the mark. I rode my bicycle all the way up to the steps one day, and I jumped off that bike and ran in the house, because I know if I get ahead of the game, everything is going to be all right. So I just stopped by to tell somebody that if you're going to run this race of life, you better run and you better hold on to God and know that God will give you the inner strength. See, you need some inner power. You need to have that inner power, and you don't have to take a power drink. All you need is to take God, and God will give you all the power that you need. God is the one this morning that will allow you to run this race. And as you run the race of life, don't let the enemy get you distracted until where you take your eyes off the prize. The only way to receive the prize, you got to finish the race. And so that's why we have to understand that when there's a marathon run, it doesn't matter who comes first or who comes last. But that individual that drag in last is just as proud as the one that crossed the finish line first, because all they wanted to do was complete and finish the race. Once you start, don't allow nothing to stop you. You keep on running, you keep on trusting, and never forget where your strength comes from. Run the race of life. Trust the power of God, and God will do just what you need him to do. Are you prepared for the race of life? We are in the process of preparing these children for the race of life, to let them know that mama and daddy can't be with you always. But if you know anything about Jesus, he will be with you every step of the way. And they may tell you that you can't pray in school. So all that's saying is you can't pray aloud, but you can pray in your mind. You can pray in your heart. You say, Lord, don't let me act like them. But Lord, allow me to get the understanding. You sit down and you get ready to take that test. You can pray to God. Lord, help me remember. Just think it in your mind. Because we serve a God that knows our thoughts as well as our deeds. And he has allowed us to run this race of life. As you run the race of life, do know that God wants you to stay in the race. For the race is not given to the swift, nor is the battle to the strong. But the winner is any and everyone that endureth until the end. And once you get to the finish line, you ain't got to look back, because you already covered that ground. But you keep your head and your eyes on the prize and keep pressing your way. And God will continue to do what no one else can do.